Ben & Jerry's is accusing its parent company of firing its CEO over his political activism, violating a merger agreement. In an amended court filing Tuesday, the ice cream company says its chief executive, David Stever, was ousted without the board's approval after making public comments on progressive issues. Ben & Jerry's initially filed a lawsuit in November, accusing its conglomerate owner, Unilever, of silencing its public statements in support of Palestinian refugees amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. In January 2024, the Ben & Jerry's board issued a statement to the Financial Times calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. The board chair emphasized peace is a core value of the company. According to the amended complaint, Stever was fired March 3rd after Unilever, quote, repeatedly threatened personnel should they fail to comply with Unilever's efforts to silence the social mission. Lawyers for Ben & Jerry's say terms in its 2000 merger protect, quote, Ben & Jerry's interests by precluding the unilateral removal of its CEO. Since the company debuted in 1978, it's been known for its left-leaning advocacy and was able to maintain an independent board of directors to continue its progressive activism, even after it sold to Unilever in 2000. For instance, the company released a statement on January 7, 2021, calling the January 6th Capitol attack a riot to uphold white supremacy. Unilever has not commented on the amended filing, but said it would defend itself against the November lawsuit, claiming it stopped letting Ben & Jerry's take certain political stances. In another instance in July 2021, tensions escalated when Ben & Jerry's said it would stop selling ice cream to Israelis in the West Bank, reiterating its stance in 2022, on X saying, quote, we continue to believe it is inconsistent with Ben & Jerry's values for our ice cream to be sold in the occupied Palestinian territory. In March 2024, Unilever announced its plans to spin off its ice cream division, including Ben & Jerry's. If the move is successful later this year, it will end the 25-year partnership between the two companies.